after all these years. But we do have some important issues on the ballot in May, and I think right now we're in the information situation to let people know what is on the ballot. And that's the reason for my call today, Jay. I know we have a citizens committee that's supporting this. But what is on the ballot? Because there have been some things that have been done in the past on the ballot that have been turned down in the community. So kind of give me an overview, Jay, if you would, on what is on the ballot this time.
Sure. Let me just give you a little bit of history before I get into those details. And basically, because of the challenges that we've had in the past on getting a proposal passed, we reached out to the community and essentially put together this community-focused group that just wanted to do the research on what were the needs of the district, what were they hearing from community members, what were the big issues that were causing folks to vote no, or let's say not vote yes, because it was complicated. They did all that homework. They met, and they came up with some recommendations to the board on how to structure this proposal for the highest likelihood for success. So what that committee proposed was that it was a smaller dollar amount, roughly somewhere around $20 million, and that the timeline would be shortened to something less than 15 years. So we have two proposals on the ballot. The first proposal addresses all four of the buildings, Jones Junior High, Cameron, and High School, a whole lot of upgrades, the behind-the-scenes type of fixes that we just can't afford to do out of general fund. That proposal is $16.9 million. It goes out 14 years. The second proposal is just for a multi-use facility up at the high school. It's a $4.5 million proposal that would basically relocate our wrestlers from the junior high. It would give us a multi-use space to add more volleyball, add in space for robotics, add in more lab space for science classrooms down there. So that's those two together are like $21 million. And again, they both go out to that 14 years.
Right, right. Now, what will be your message to the community in the coming weeks to change no votes to yes on these proposals, either or?
Right. I guess our message is we reached out to the community to listen to what their needs were, to find out what they would be willing to support. What we heard back was, yes, they agree about the safety and the security issues. They agree about a lot of the interior and exterior improvements. They just wanted a lot more specificity in what we were actually doing, and they really wanted a tighter timeline so that this isn't something that just extends out into the future almost indefinitely. So in working with this committee, we've earmarked essentially every single dollar on what it would be used for in each of these several projects in each building, so that everything's detailed, everything's available to be seen, that everything's transparent, so that no one can say that there's wiggle room, or that there's question marks, or that, you know, there's some type of fear of a bait and switch down the road. It's all spelled out. It's all specific. And each individual capital improvement or renovation or upgrade is all detailed.
My last question, Jay, is if you could, it should have been my first, from your perspective and your team's perspective, I'm talking administrative team and people within the district, what are the most pressing issues? Like what has to be done that's just been let go for so long because you didn't have the money? And you just got to do it. We got to do it.
A couple of things come to mind. The first sounds like a small thing, but we haven't upgraded the lockers at our junior high since it was built. So one of the members on the committee was walking through and said, oh, he's been retired for about 10 years now. He said, oh, this was my old locker. And he goes to open it, and it had a little hitch in its giddy-up. And same locker he used way back in the day. But that's just a for example. One of the biggest improvements that we're looking for is the addition of space at Cameron. Cameron's a great facility. It's full. We expanded 15 years ago when the state went to all-day kindergarten from half-time kindergarten. Now we're looking to add space for preschool. We also want to add space so that our cafeteria is just a cafeteria instead of the cafeteria and our gymnasium. That we bump into all kinds of timing issues in trying to use that same space for double duty. The rest of our facilities, yeah, we're looking at playgrounds that we haven't been able to upgrade, parking spaces, traffic patterns, especially up at Cameron, because so many of our students have a parent drop-off, but we still need to run 10 buses through there, doing a better job of figuring out that traffic pattern with the higher volume. Those are a lot of the things that they are big enough that if you could break them up over 3 or 4 years, you might be able to chunk that out of the general fund. But if you're, you know, if you're fixing a roof or upgrading your heating facility, that's all got to be done in one shot.
Okay, so my last question is, do you have information yet, or will you have information on your website that people are going to want to be able to, you know, at their leisure, check out? A lot of people don't come to school board meetings, right? Or they don't come and
right,
call
no,
you.
Right on our website, there's a thing that says bond information. You click that, and it takes you to all the background, all the detail, all the explanation. There's also a Facebook page that the Brighter Braves Future group, that's the community group that is supporting this effort, Brighter Braves Future. If you go to their Facebook page, they also have all kinds of information and details.